Now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're on the Mighty 1090 Studios with the guys from Dana Lanning and ECBT, Steve Pernard, John White, and Gene Estabrook. You stay tuned. We have a lot of knowledge in this studio and a lot to tell you about. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I'm telling you what, if you knew all about what's going on behind the scenes here, you'd want to tune in because there's a lot of knowledge in this studio
today.
And we're already learning some great stuff happening here at Let's Talk Hookup this morning because we have the guys from Dana Lanning in Mission Bay as well as the guys from East County Bait and Tackle, Steve Pernard, John White, and Gene Estabrook. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Yeah, pull those mics close to you there because we got to do a little sharesies here. So, Steve.
Yes, sir.
What's going on at Dana Landing, man? It's summertime fishing, and it's wait a minute.
Yeah,
check
right?
the calendar. Is it really June the 6th?
It's on.
Yeah.
Well, I think the same thing we're all doing is there's tuna out the 9 mile bank. So, you know, that's been our main thing right now is all the skiff fishermen going out. I mean, there's tuna, you know, you've seen it around, over 100 pounders out there available within skiff range, and that's kind of our thing. So every morning we show up, the launch ramp's full, and, you know, it's just like we said, summertime.
How crazy is it that, you know, for a month now, there has literally been trophy-sized bluefin tuna to catch 8 miles from where we all order our sandwich in the morning. You know what I mean? It's right in front of Dana Landing.
Well, and then very good quality yellowtail on the
right.
coast, too. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity. The bass fishing's been good. I mean, it's full-time summertime. Yeah.
Yeah, and what's to come? My goodness.
Yeah, it's going to be better, you got to think.
Yeah, already a couple of hurricanes down there pushing warm water up our way and more exotics, and it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you yesterday I was with Frank Lepresti, and he was telling me that the Shogun got into some yellowfin, I think at the 13, he said. He said that's about 3 weeks ahead of when they typically, you know,
find
some. So, you know, you got to think that stuff's on its way up, especially with this hurricane being able to push it up. So
that's down on the ridge down there.
Correct.
Off Mag Bay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, Johnny, what's flying off the shelves at Dana Landing? I know you keep stock of all the great stuff at Dana Landing.
Flat falls are hot right now. You know, the Halco 130s, really hot for the trolling guys. I think we sold out of natural cedar plugs this week.
Really?
That was the hot trolling lure, yeah.
So, no kidding.
Yeah, the natural cedar plug. It seems like a fair amount of people were snagging tuna, just dragging those around through the areas where the fish were.
Sweet.
Which is saying something, because it sounds like that tuna is showing a lot more than it's biting. So to find something that you can get bit while you're looking is pretty huge.
Yeah, yeah, that is a big deal. And some of the guys, it's not people you'd think of as like the hot sticks who are out there, you know, able to get, you know, surface jigs or get jigs into schools of fish. They're just kind of going out there to enjoy the day and dragging a couple lures around, and they're getting them too. So we've you know, weighed some pretty nice fish, stuff in the 60-pound range.
Wow.
Big, I think we weighed a big OPA last week too, 129 pounder. Yeah.
Wow, that's a big one.
That's and so where did cool. they catch that?
That guy got that one at the 43.
At the 43.
Yep.
Whoa,
yep.
Amazing.
On a flat fall. On a flat fall. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. And what size flat fall are the hot ones?
Mostly the bigger ones, like the 130s and 160s,
right.
are the ones that are moving the fastest, you know, some of the 100s. But mainly those bigger ones, I think, because people want to be able to try to, they're you know, casting them out into breaking fish and letting them free spool through them, you know, and you know, hoping to get bites that way.
Yeah. Does color matter when it comes to a flat fall?
I mean, it matters as to which one's left on the shelf, you know.
Does it matter to the fish? Let's put it that way.
I don't know. I haven't, you know, some colors sell less than others, but I think when it comes down to it, it's more the action of the lure.
Yeah.
Well, I would say one thing on that jig is on the reverse side of the painted side, they're all chrome. You know, I mean, it's the whole jig is chrome or gold, but, yeah. but on one side of the lure, every one of them is painted exactly the same color.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only one that's got glow on it is the white and chartreuse one. The rest of them don't even have glow on them.
So. Does it get bit, the white and chartreuse?
Evidently. You know, and it's funny because that's the one lure where I always ask people, oh, what are you fishing for? You know, and they'll be like, oh, rockfish. You know, this thing crushed the rockfish. You get them two at a time. It's like, okay. And the next person comes in, oh, yellowtail. I love this thing for yellowtail.
Yeah.
And the next person goes, oh, well, this is all we're catching the tuna on. All the bluefin we're getting on this thing right now. So it's like every kind of fish that we fish for out here, people catch them on that lure.
Well, and I know you can add to that, Pete, as far as the species list, because I know on that Islander trip, there was a gentleman that came in after the boat came in and said, I've never seen a lure catch calico bass better than this. It was all deep water, on
yep.
structure. It's the best calico bass lure I've ever fished in my life.
No question.
And bought a handful
about it.
Of them.
Yeah, it's no question yep. about it. It was perfect. It's our Shimano Let's Talk Hook Up on the Water seminar, right? And Joe and Alex were there from Shimano. And what was the hot lure for everything was the flat fall.
Yep.
And a lot of people had never used it before. And
sure.
that's what the Shimano Let's Talk Hook Up seminars are for. And we're on a kayak, mind you, in yep. fishing the front side of San Clemente Island. It was phenomenal calico bass fishing, a really good small grade yellowtail fishing. Everybody said, God, I got 80 fish on the flat fall. I got 70 fish on the flat fall. It was just insane.
And you said it wasn't, you know, it just wasn't up in kelp stringers. It was all down fairly deep associated with hard bottom and rocks. And what a better lure to get down and fish that.
There's virtually no kelp. Well, I never saw a strand of kelp at Clemente on the front side. And all the structure where the kelp was sure. where that fish was hanging, and it was good fishing.
That's so rad.
I was talking to the guys yesterday at Fastlane about that. They're like, that flat fall lure, like, yeah. He's like, you couldn't drop it without getting a fish.
Yeah.
And he's like, you were mad sometimes. He's like, oh, it's just another little calico, so I'm going to get a cod that, you know, this time, or you know, get a rockfish, or then, you know, a yellowtail, or, you know, whatever they said. But it was very rare that you could make it to the bottom without getting bit, and if you did make it to the bottom and bounce it a couple times, you'd get bit after that.
Yeah.
You rarely had one come up without a fish on.
That's crazy.
Catch everything on it. It's pretty amazing. Yep. Now, wait a minute. Now, let's go to East County Bait and Tackle. Gene, can you catch a largemouth bass on it?
Probably you could.
It'd probably work, right? Deep water jigging in the winter, maybe?
Yes, definitely.
Maybe, huh? So what's going on at East County Bait and Tackle?
We're pretty much full speed out there, too. The bite's been consistent at El Cap. It really never stopped throughout the whole entire winter.
Wow.
There's topwater fish to be had. There's topwater fish to be had right now, as well as you know, a little bit of structure fishing, some Carolina rig, Texas rig. But the guys have been catching them pretty consistent in the morning. Topwater gunfish, small poppers. Some reaction shad baits, you know, rigged weedless.
What a cool way to catch them, too.
Yes.
That's rad.
So are you strictly freshwater out there?
No, absolutely not.
You do saltwater stuff, too.
I've got flat balls, too.
You've got flat balls. All right. And all the gear for saltwater guys, too.
Absolutely.
But your specialty is that the incredible East County lakes, right?
Yes, definitely. We capitalize on Otay, Jennings, El Cap, you know, Hodges. There's a bunch of guys fishing the tournament at Hodges this morning.
Easy stop on the way out to the river or all that kind
yes,
of stuff.
Yes, exactly.
It's super easy to get to.
Yeah, absolutely. We're right there on the corner.
And bait. You sell a lot of live bait. A
lot of live bait.
Yeah. You sell like, what are those things that you used to use with the little arms that are illegal?
Water dogs.
Water dogs. Man, I miss those things. Darn.
They're actually thinking about legalizing those again.
All right. Oh, good. See, then I'll freshwater fish again.
Then it's back on.
Because when they made those illegal, I was like, darn.
I'm over it.
I'm over it. I don't want to fish freshwater anymore. Love those things. They eat big fish like to eat those things. Yeah. So anyway, but other than water dogs, what do you have for live bait?
Live shiners, night crawlers, red worms, mealworms, wax worms, pretty much anything legal that you would want to use out there. You know, the shiners are really good when you're, you know, especially if you're taking kids out or maybe beginning fishermen. It's makes it really nice and easy. You know, you kind of lazy man fish.
Yeah.
And you can catch them.
What if a dad or a mom come in and say, I want to take my kid freshwater fishing. I don't really know a lot about it. Can you basically guide them to what the right setup is and show them how to use the live bait and stuff?
Absolutely. Off and on throughout the course of the day, we do that over and over and over again.
Yeah. Go up, rent a rental skiff at Jennings or El Cap or something like that, and go catch some fish.
Yeah, no, we walk them through it 100%. We want them to catch fish. We want those people to have a good time. I mean, that is the future of the entire industry.
Sure.
Is to make sure those first-time fishermen have a great time and continue to come back.
You bet. Now, Steve, you guys started ECBT how long ago?
I think we're right around a little over 3 years ago.
It's been 3 years, been a huge success out there, right?
It's you know, you and I have talked about it. It's been amazing. It was far better than we ever thought. And, you know, as you were talking about, you know, going in there being able to get some help, I tell you, that's the one spot that there's every employee works there is like a near fishing expert. There's no just, you know, some kid who comes after high school and just stalks and sweeps up. Every one of those guys is just a huge fisherman. So, you know, you can't really, you know, go in there anytime, day or night, and, you know, you'll get taken care of.
The other thing that's so crazy about East County Bait and Tackle is so much of that high-pressured freshwater lake is about the newest and latest and greatest. And to catch a real big one, it's a lure that a fish hasn't seen. And you guys do such an amazing job of staying, I mean, not just on it, but, like, ahead of it, you know, the way that it has to be.
So, yeah, we're, we're real fortunate that, you know, a few of the employees or guides, they're out there every day. They bring that knowledge back to the shop. So even if, for instance, if I haven't gone fishing in a week, I still know exactly what's working most of the time at those lakes.
That's cool. And as we know, in freshwater bass fishing, a lot of times guys don't really give it up a lot. But you guys and your guys really do give it up, right?
No.
You give the knowledge back to the people.
Absolutely. We definitely, I mean, I'm not going to say that, you know, if he's catching, if one of our guys is fishing tournaments, he may not tell you every bait he's using.
Yeah.
But he's definitely going to give you an idea. We're not going to hold that back.
You mean Rockcod Rick's not going to share 100% of everything he knows when you go to Fish and Atlantic?
Well, that's exactly. What I do. I mean,
let me get this
number. I don't know one fisherman that does, but, you know, let's say 98%.
Absolutely.
Okay? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But all the stuff that makes a difference.
Exactly.
That's what you're going to share.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Steve? So,
no, we do have some big news out there. You know, it's kind of been a little bit of work in the process, but we're going to be taking the unit next door to us out there probably in the next couple of months.
Awesome.
Probably within a month we're going to get started on. So we'll be going from 1,500 square feet to closer to 4,000 square feet. So
wow.
The saltwater.
This is East County Bait and Tackle.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Awesome.
Correct. So, you know, bait has always been an issue. We just sell so much bait out there, we run out. And so we're gonna have some custom-made bait tanks, much bigger. We're going to be able to hold more bait. That's just our problem. We just can't hold enough in there. So we'll be able to take care of that. I think we're going to really expand our saltwater. There's just a lot of people who want to be able to go out and, you know, buy their saltwater stuff out and,
no doubt,
you know, in East County and then just drive to the landing, get in the boat, and go. Yeah. So there's definitely been a big call for that. You know, clothing, tackle boxes, the stuff that takes space that we just have had, you know, our struggles there trying to properly display, and we'll be able to do all that. So it's going to be a pretty spectacular shop when we're all done.
It's amazing how complete East County Bait and Tackle is for the space that it's in. I mean, it's you just wouldn't think that a store could be as complete in that. And I mean complete from number 18 treble hooks and trout bait to the highest of high-end, you know, freshwater swim baits and saltwater gear. And like you say, you give that place even that much more room. I can't wait to see that. That's awesome news.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the keys with Dana Landing as well as ECBT. You stock the inventory. You have the inventory. You walk in, it's like, well, no, we don't carry that. You don't hear that.
Right.
It's like you have the stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the commitment we made. And, like, you know, when Gene was the one that really kind of carried the torch starting that thing, and that was one of his things. He goes, we can't be out of this stuff. And it's been the right recipe, and yeah. So it's worked well.
That's awesome. Rad.
Awesome news. Cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about.
You're not kidding, man. You want to talk about some guys that have some knowledge on the fishing tackle and the fishing side of things, from freshwater to saltwater and everything in between. These are the boys that have it covered for sure, and we would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us here on Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 is coming your way, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, toll-free, open right now, and trust me, get through, because it's going to be a busy show. 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking fishing, talking tackle, and all kinds of great information, we've also got a rad prize. And we talk about all the great stuff at Dana Landing. One thing we didn't mention was that you probably have the best display of Maui Jim sunglasses anywhere in San Diego, for sure, and probably darn near the best one in Southern California. The most complete of all the right styles and size. And so today we're going to be giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And for something fun, since you guys are so up on it, we're going to let Steve pick his favorite pair of Maui Jims, and somebody's gonna get that.
What's your favorite pair, Steven?
My favorite pair is World Cup Marlin, but I'm going to go with the HCL lens.
The World Cup Marlin.
It'll be a My Maui, so it's basically a custom, because that Marlin frame, World Cup typically comes in a gray lens, but we custom order it with an HCL.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's a rad lens color.
I order a lot of that stuff in stock. We you know, typically that My Maui is people come and go, I really like this frame, but I like this color. A lot of those, you know, the Piahi and the World Cup, I have a bunch of them that I've custom picked that we have in stock, so you can just come and pick them right off the shelf.
Which, not anywhere you go can do that. I mean, that's, like you say, there's a certain stock. This frame comes with this color, but, you know, knowing Southern California and the way that the sun, and there's a lot of overcast, but then it gets real light, and being able to cover all those things, you can pick the right lens color to put it in any frame, whether you're a guy that likes a World Cup or a whatever it may be.
World Cup, you've said it. World Cup is the most popular of the fishing ones. So I think every style, every frame color
combination on that and some of the Piahi too.
So when you order, like if you see a custom one and you order, well, I want the Marlin frame but with the bronze HCL, does it cost any more?
Same price.
Same price.
Yep.
So you can custom order. Yep. So if it doesn't come in the lens color you want or the frame doesn't come vice versa, you just order what you want?
Not 100%, but for most of the styles we're dealing with, most of the full-frame nylon, yes.
Very nice.
Awesome. Well, how cool is that? So a brand-new pair of Maui Jim, Steve's pick there. Very cool. A World Cup with that HCL lens. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to talk about great product from Shimano, and we were talking Flatfall, and we're going to tell you right now, the Flatfall is the number one hottest jig in saltwater, period.
I mean,
nothing's like it.
I would say that there's, for a lure that's, you know, of similar shape to a lot of things that have been out there, there's certainly nothing that works with the effectiveness of that thing. And the beauty of it is there's no special technique that you need to learn other than pushing your lever forward to backwards to put the thing in a free spool and waiting for one to climb on. And it really is that easy. They work so well, and seeing all that big fish being caught, it is the lure to have for this year. That Shimano Flatfall, no question, is out fishing everything else.
Yeah, indeed. The ones you want to try and find are the 130 and 160. Color really doesn't matter. Just get the jig and get it now, because they're not going to be around for long. So This is a real story.
Make it happen.
Flatfall from Shimano. Make it happen right now at your local Shimano dealer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you know, next weekend, next Saturday, 1 week from today, we'll be live at the Longfin in Orange. You speak of, talk about somebody who has a stock of flat falls for now.
I guarantee you there's a vault full of those things up there.
Indeed.
That's the place to stock up.
Tom and Eric have them. And so we'll be live at the Longfin and Orange right there off the 57 freeway. You can't miss it. It's a great event. It's the Shimano Tour event where they're going to have the Shimano, big Shimano sale. They'll have Shimano G-Lumas and Power Pro reps on hand to answer your questions. And in addition to that, they're going to have salesman samples, like top of the line Shimano G-Lumas Power Pro gear that's going to be sale price. It doesn't happen. It only happens at this event, and it only happens once a year, and it's while supplies last. Starts at 7 a.m. when we start our live broadcast. They open the doors right there, and it goes all the way to 7 p.m. The Longfin and Orange, Rick and I will be up there next Saturday morning. Come on by and say hi.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Buy some stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, let's just jump into the phones. Before we do, we got the man, Captain Drew Card of the Pacific Queen, is on the line right now. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. How's things on the big water?
Well, I would say things are going all right so far. We have just 5 bluefin tunas so far for our day, but, man, is there a lot of fish out here. I mean, we just go from spot to spot. There's just enormous amount of fish, a lot of volume. They're everywhere. Almost anywhere you look, you see a spot up. And, you know, they don't bite very well, but we are, you know, scratching out a day. And we've been putting, you know, decent days together. I know earlier in the week we had 30. There was another boat that had 35. So no huge hits, but there's some better grade around. We've had fish up to, say, like 65 pounds. What we caught today is more in like the 18 to, I call it 25-pound range. But, I mean, just an incredible amount of fish around. When this stuff starts to bite, we're all going to be very good shape.
How's the weather today, Drew?
Well, it is very nice.
Sounds like great.
It's beautiful weather, and I mean, you know, like I said, none of us are really whacking them yet, but it's around, and you know, we get a shot throughout the day. You know, we get a couple, you know, morning shot, afternoon shot. Sometimes it gets a little slow in midday, but I mean, there's definitely no shortage of fish, and, you know, although it may not seem like a ton of fish, we are putting nice days together, so it's actually pretty good fishing right now.
Yeah, so if somebody's coming out with you, what's the hot ticket? What should they be prepared to bring on the Pacific Queen?
Well, today I have the guys fishing a little lighter, you know, 25-pound fluorocarbon. We got some beautiful sardine on the boat, 1-0, 2-0 hooks. I heard you guys talking a little while ago about the flat fall. Those have been working well. You definitely want to have a couple of those in your tackle bag. Maybe a couple P-line laser minnows. So far today, it's all been on bait. But, you know, I'd say you want to bring anything from, I even told the guys today they could drop to 20, which I haven't said yet this year. But, you know, you want to have anywhere from 20 on up to probably, you know, 50, 60 pound if you have it. I mean, if you don't want to bring that many rods, maybe a 25, a 40, or a 25, a 40, a 50, something like that. But, you know, make sure, you know, especially on your heavy rods, you got a, you know, a little bit stouter rod, not fishing with a, you know, we had that problem last week. We had guys fishing with 9-foot rods, and, you know, they had 30 and 40-foot pound tests, but they were having a lot of trouble getting into the boat, and they were hurt by the end.
Yeah, indeed. Well, so what's the schedule for the Pacific Queen?
Well, we have a trip leaving tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, and we're going to be a definite go all week. We got people for the entire week, and, you know, our weekends are filling up. I only think we have like 4 or 5 weekends left until October.
Whoa.
So if guys want to come fishing with us, our schedule is filling up. It's filling up fast, so, you know, book early. If you want to come fishing with us, pick the date that you want to go and sign up now, because we're going to be full here soon.
How do we do that?
619-221-8500 is the number to Fisherman's Landing, or you can go get on our website at pacific-queen.com. You can sign up right there online. It's very easy, user-friendly, and we'll get you on the boat.
All right. Captain Drew Card calling us live. You can hear that sonar clicking in the background from the tuna grounds offshore. Thanks for the call, Drew. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Very good.
How about that, huh?
So rad.
Right from the zone.
And just seeing how good that quality has been this year, like you said, fish up to 60 pounds and 70 pounds and knowing
hearing
that all
about
that fish 100 is around.
Pounders.
And just and that and knowing how much volume is there, too. Like you said, who knows, we get off this moon phase a little bit or just that fish decides to settle in and start eating a little better. It's gonna be crazy. And then all that yellowfin down below that's going to be coming up with it, it seems like the perfect storm of fish around right now.
Yeah, it is. Well, let's jump into the jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about we start it off this morning with Brian, who's calling us from Dana Point. Brian, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, yeah, I have a question for one of you tackle experts. I'm looking to buy, three new rods and reels to start out this year. And, I'm not going to go high-end or low-end. What do you suggest as far as, maybe 25, 30, 50-pound stick with a reel? What can I expect to pay, for medium of the road equipment?
Middle-of-the-road equipment, just reels or reels and rods?
Reels and rods. Yes, exactly.
I mean, if you wanted to go middle-of-the-road, I would say, that new Shimano Torium. The reels are going to run, in the 2.5 range, $250 roughly. And then on rods, you can match them with those newer Shimano Talus rods are going to be about 150 each. And they have, a lot of different actions in those. So you're looking at around 400.
And that's 400 kind of a
combo.
Middle
that's
of the road.
I would call that middle of the road, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, low. You can get a rod and reel for $200. You can get a rod and reel for $800, right?
Yeah.
That's
middle of the road. You could go down. There's reels that we sell a lot of at our shop are the Daiwas, the SL series and the Seagate series they're reels that are in the $120 to $150 range, and truthfully, they're very good. Serviceable reels. Now, when you get into fish that are over 50 pounds, they will work, but it's going to be tough. And then you could match those to those same, $150 rods, and you could, shave off $100 there. But most shops you go to, they're going to be able to show you several different rods and reel combos and what'll work. But I would stay away from any reels that are under 100. Under like 120, I would say.
And that's why you go to a top of the line shop like Data Landing, where you have people that know what they're doing. The people that really get me are the people that come in and drag knowledge out of you, and then they go save $10 and buy it online. That's just wrong.
Well, usually what they do is they go to they do that, or it's opposite. A lot of people show up at the shop with the combo they got at like a box store.
Yeah.
That's it's got a level wind reel and a not so good rod, and they're like, well, this is going to work for tuna, right? Can you put some 50 pound braid on here and some 40 pound mono? I'm like, well, this isn't going to do the job. You've wasted $100 that you could have put towards something that's actually going to be useful.
So that's why you go see a guy like John.
Yeah.
Well, and at a place like Dana, there's enough gear that you're going to get to hold a $150 reel and a $250 reel and a $500 reel. So you're going to see for yourself what the merits are of one over the other, decide what's right for your budget, decide, you get a guy like Johnny or a guy like Gene or Bubba or any of the guys at the shop, they're going to know the type of fishing that you do, whether it's private boats or sport boats, and tailor the gear towards what you're going to be doing. So, these guys might say, hey, for what you're doing, it's going to be worthy of you spending the extra amount and getting this reel. Maybe just get the two outfits instead of the three, or the opposite of, you're fishing a little bit lighter, you're fishing closer, why don't you get all these three? You're going to save a few bucks. It's just, they're going to take you on a case-by-case scenario because they're guys that know what they're talking about.
There's no substitute for quality. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Okay, we're going to go talk to Bob Kuz. Bob Kurz, a local legend in angling here in Southern California. He's a IGFA representative, Balboa Angling Club, past president. Is that right, Bob?
That's correct, Pete.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Great to have you on the show. And we're talking a little bit about the highly migratory species vote that's going to happen in mid-June. by the PFMC and deep set gear, all the work that Chugy Sepulveda with Pier has been doing with that, long lines and gill nets. Fill us in.
Well, what we're trying to do, Pete, is recently the Pacific Fishery Management Council agreed to take another look at the use of drift gill nets. And the original goal was to begin phasing out the use of that non-discriminate type of gear. However, we're now seeing that the council's backing off a little bit and looking more at trying to make it more sustainable with which with drift gill nets. I don't know how you do that unless you make the mess size so large that even swordfish can swim through it.
Yeah, exactly. So what this action by the PMFC, how does that affect recreational anglers?
Well, it affects them in a lot of ways, really, in that non-targeted species, and of course, as I mentioned, you know, swordfish is the target species. Any fish that swims in the path of a drift gill net that is, you know, larger than the mesh size essentially is going to become ensnared in that drift gill net and most often, you know, die as a result of it. So for those individuals that like to fish for marlin or tuna or what have you, there's a real threat to these species being ensnared in the drift gill net.
Yeah. So the alternative, and we're not trying to put these guys out of business, but use alternative methods that aren't so destructive, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, of course, prior to the 1980s, you know, the harpoon fishery was the primary means of targeting swordfish. And then in the 80s, drift gill nets came along, long lines came along. But there is another type of gear which is being used, well, I'm not going to say extensively, but it is being used on the East Coast. And the Fishery Management Council has been asked to consider the use of deep set buoy gear, which is not only more selective, but it avoids, you know, the capture of non-targeted species.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of study going on with that. I know Chugy's talked about it here on the show doing that, and there's guys actually utilizing that to success, right, in catching swordfish.
Exactly, and it's an actively tended gear in that you know when you have a fish on, where with, you know, drift gill nets or long lines, basically it's not until you haul the gear that you find out you have a non-targeted species. So this is definitely a more sustainable type of gear and is going to strictly, you know, target what you're trying to catch, in this case, swordfish.
So how can anglers help?
Well, the best thing or the biggest thing they can do is in the last couple of months we've reached out to the recreational angling community, both through fishing clubs as well as through various media. And if they would go to the website bit.ly/DGNLETTER, that will bring up a letter that they can actually sign right online, and it will be submitted to the Pacific Fishery Management Council for consideration.
Okay, let me get this straight. bit.ly/DGNLETTER.
E-R.
L-E-T-T-E-R.
Letter.
Yeah, letter, dot, and that's .com?
Yes.
Yeah, .com. Okay, all right. So that's how I just sign the letter and send it to PFMC and help this out, help encourage the deep set and try and get eliminate the gill net and try the high seas gill net there and get rid of this that destructive device and start encouraging people to use the deep set gear. Now let's
right.
shift. Let's
because, shift. The other thing is the Fishery Management Council is also actively considering introducing the use of an experimental longline fishery off the West Coast, which really is just substituting one non-selective gear for another.
Yeah.
So this letter also encourages them not to go down that path.
All right. Very good. So let's shift gears real quickly and talk briefly about the IGFA Great Marlin Race, which you're in charge of, right?
Well, I'm one of the founders, along with Barbara Block, who's a researcher at Stanford University. And we created the Great Marlin Race in 2009 for a multitude of reasons, not the least of which was to commemorate the 50th Hawaiian International Billfish Tournament. But our real goal was to try and come up with a citizen-based scientific research project. As you know, getting funding for research through governmental agencies is oftentimes very difficult, and even when you do, it may not come in sums large enough to support the scope of the project. So what we did was we reached out to the anglers that were participating in these billfish tournaments and asked them to sponsor satellite tags. And since 2009, we've deployed tags in 16 different countries. We've tracked over 110,000 nautical miles of billfish travels, and we're beginning to really see the migratory habits or pathways that these billfish take. And, of course, this also plays into what we were just talking about with the drift gill net and longline fisheries, in that as we begin to better understand where they travel and when they travel, it may be that we need to minimize or reduce the amount of drift gill net or longline effort in those areas.
Fantastic. So if somebody goes to the IGFA website, can we find information about the Great Marlin Race as well as how we can help with these this deep set gear?
Absolutely. The IGFA website is igfa.org, and once you get there, you click on the Great Marlin Race link, and it's Pete, it's been a wonderful program because it's engaged the anglers themselves, those who are interested in the fate of that particular species of fish, and it's really generated a lot of support, and the research that we're doing is just phenomenal. I mean, we're not only learning about their migratory pathways, but their diving behavior, as well as their as well as the water temperature that they swim through. So we're getting a really good picture of why it is these fish travel in the, you know, in take the routes that they do.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, great information. Thanks for all your hard work for Southern California anglers, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Pete. I appreciate you having me on the show, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's biting in the Baja, and we got the man standing by, Richard Castaneda, the cast man from Cast Tours. He is ready to roll, and today this catch report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store, and let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Buenos dias, Pedro.
Gasman.
SoCal.
Welcome back from Panama. Saw that picture of that giant wahoo. That looked like fun.
Yeah, it's one of the, well, in, for that particular area, that's the biggest wahoo that we've ever caught down there. And I would say it was probably easy 80 and maybe closer to 90. It was a nice fish.
Awesome. Nice. Jeez.
Congratulations.
But overall, the trip was good. Lots of small football-sized tuna and a few Dorado, but overall a good trip. Lots of laughs as usual on Panama Lakes, and a good time in Panama City, and, of course, that great steak the last night at Martin Fierro's Steakhouse. But, yeah, great trip. Anyway, Pete, we've got to really keep a close eye on that second hurricane of the Eastern Pacific. Hurricane Blanca is coming up the coast. And they're expecting that it will make landfall somewhere around the southern tip of Baja. We don't know for sure if it's going to sweep aside the Sea of Marten, but right now they're projecting that that hurricane will probably make landfall somewhere around Todos Santos, which is north of Cabo San Lucas. It did start to downgrade, but then it regenerated last night. Winds up to 120 miles an hour, Category 3. They're talking tomorrow night, Monday, making landfall. So I'm sure the guys down there are really, really watching it close to the water just to be on the safe side. So, but otherwise, we're some great fishing down in that Baja from La Paz all the way down to San Luis, which is on fire with fish. striped marlin bite, fabulous striped marlin bite going on down there. Wahoo bite, here we go again. Early season on the Wahoo. La Paz is banging really good up in the east end of Circle Island, the Roca Montaña area, and, of course, the East Cape boats and the San Jose Ponga fleet are fishing them up inside the Silvercia Cortez there around La Fortuna, Lino Rama, and the Iman Bank there. Dorado bite picking up steadily. Most of the fish are those big bulls and females, the type of fish that they catch this time of year. And the tuna bite still has not come on strong, but they did catch a couple of big tuna there off the East Cape. I think the Van Mormers reported 181-pound yellowfin tuna this past week, followed by another 150. So the tuna schools are starting to come as we get into July, August, and then from there on when the fall, looks that tuna bite to really, really turn on. And some nice quality fish. And,
yeah, I can tell you, I talked to Mark Rayer yesterday after he just landed a 200-pound tuna 15 miles off of Los Barriles. So yeah, how about that, huh?
Yeah, it's happening, and it's happening early. And, of course, I think with that warm water that's bringing these early-season hurricanes up, it's going to be a fabulous season, and I can't wait. We'll be down there August 7 to 11 for our annual Big Fish Roundup tournament in Palma. And we've got about 80 people in there and that. So should be some fabulous fishing, and we're going to be weighing some nice fish.
Yeah, indeed. We were supposed to go today, and a lot of people are going today to our Rancho Leonero tournament. It was our biggest ever, 75 people going. Some went, some canceled. It's kind of like one of those things where we've been watching that hurricane. It is going west. And it's been downgraded when it comes up toward this area to a tropical storm, but fishing conditions don't look very promising for tomorrow or Monday. Tuesday looks beautiful, of course, right after, so maybe it'll be a one-day tournament. I don't know. We'll see.
It looks like there's some 70-some degree water on that southern tip, just on the west side of the Baja there, and I think once it hits that, it'll downgrade, and so... Hopefully, we'll just see some mild winds and some heavy rain from this, and everything will be cool.
Yeah, we're watching it very, very carefully, and watching whether they're going to fly down there tomorrow, and I'll be on that plane if it goes. So, anyway, Cass, if everything goes well, we'll be getting some good East Cape reports. Fishing just really turned on there. How do we get a hold of it if we want to go fishing?
800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And Ricky, man, we're about 3 weeks and we'll be heading for Christmas.
Counting down, Cass. Can't wait.
Yeah, me too. Dog tooth tuna time.
There you go. Thanks, Cass. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, man.
All right, appreciate that, Cass. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming away, including a big block of your phone calls. We got the local catch reports coming, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookout on the Mighty 1090.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from Power Pro. Power Pro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use Power Pro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there'll be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination
destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
Angler Management Sport Fishing is proud to announce the latest addition to their fishing fleet. The 50-foot Bluefin will operate 12 pack trips this summer from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Angler Management Sport Fishing and Captain Bob Aronson have developed the ultimate charter operation. Now, three fine boats, a 35-foot Cabo Yacht Sport Fisher for up to six anglers, a 26-foot Scout for up to four anglers, and now the Bluefin for up to 12 anglers. Check out amsportfishing.com and book your own charter today.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XESRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. If you want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win Steve Pinard's special Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the World Cup with the HCL bronze lens. A custom fit right there for you for one like color. We're also going to throw in a ticket to, or two tickets to the captain's reception on June 15th. To meet the guys from Wicked Tuna. It's going to be, it's turning out, Stephen, to be a great event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's starting to fill right up. I think it's going to be sold out.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. It's a Monday, June 15th at the Ballyhai Restaurant on Shelter Island, 5 to 7:30 p.m. You can buy tickets at Dana Landing, $25. You can buy tickets at Fisherman's Landing, or you can buy tickets at C4 Sport Fishing, or you can buy tickets online at rollokids.org. $25 gets you in, hors d'oeuvres, no host bar, and a great raffle. I mean, Mike Lum has just gone crazy.
That's cool.
And you got a chance to do a silent auction, get a chance to go fishing with those guys back in Gloucester.
Yep. I talked to Mike last night, last night, and he's just like, so I have this for the raffle. He's just like, the list goes on and on. Mike, really? I mean, everyone's, it's a very impressive. There's going to be plenty of stuff to either bid on silently, the big trips. There's, you know, long range trip. There's everything, and then tons of rods and reels.
Yeah,
and
trip on the Royal Polaris.
And Padres tickets, and it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a fun time. Really looking forward to it.
What a tackle!
What a perfect venue to have it. It's San Diego. It's sunset. It's Ballyhai. It's just getting to rub elbows with those guys. I mean, everything about that is just going to be a rad night.
And it's going to be a who's who of sport fishing there too. A lot of the sport fishing guys are going to be there hanging out, and it's all about taking kids fishing. It's all about raising money to take kids fishing, but it's also going to be a really fun evening. So buy your tickets online at rollokids.org. You can also get them at Dana Landing, just $25, or Fisherman's Landing Tackle at the tackle store, right, Rick?
Sure.
Yeah, and then also at C4 Sport Fishing. So be sure to join us. We'll all be there. It's going to be – well, Ricky won't be there. He'll be in Kingfisher Charters.
I'll be probably just hitting the hors d'oeuvre tray when I get started, like fighting dad for the shower and ready for the snacks. But I'm bummed because it's going to be a fantastic
time. Really,
it's going to
be
a lot of fun
time. And then, of course, the next day they go fishing aboard the Tribute, and the Eclipse, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there still any spots on the Tuna Wars?
We have a couple of spots left on the Tribute, fishing with Captain Paul Hebert of Wicked Pissa. Now explain Wicked Pissa. Only one person in this room can explain what Wicked Pissa mean. It's not a derogatory term like a lot of people think, right?
Yeah, I mean, growing up back in Boston, I grew up probably, Paul and I figured out 3 or 4 miles from each other. He was town over.
Really?
Yeah. So, obviously been out here a long time, but like when we were growing up, if something was really cool, it was Wicked Pissa. That is a Wicked Pissa car. I mean, that just rolled out of your mouth. So, yeah. You know, you're making fun of your Boston friends, you roll out with that. So.
Yeah, it's a Wicked Pissa car. All right, very good. Well, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys, so why don't we start this one off with Henry calling us from Santa Cruz this morning. Henry, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just had an idea. The guy was asking about a good all-around reel. I've been fishing with the Shimano Tunas 12,000, the spinning reel, and it pretty much catches everything that swims. It's really durable, and it's easy to cast. If you're not going out, you know, some guys only go and fishing 3 or 4 times a year. You know, it works great with bait, with jigs, whatever you want to fish. So.
And it has the bait runner feature on it, too, which is a really nice feature, right, guys?
If you're great at throwing a sardine, you know, one of the, you know, a real pro from Southern Cal, that's great. But if you're not, you know, this thing will throw a bait, you know, as far as you want to throw it, and you put the bait runner on it, and the bait swims around, fish hits it, and you click it right into gear. So
that sounds Wicked Pissa, right?
It's real to work. Great.
Yeah, all right, Henry.
That's good tip, Henry.
Yeah.
My second question, have you guys been using any of the big, the big Japanese-style plugs like the orcas or the sinking orcas on these bluefin tuna?
I was out on Wednesday, and we were fishing those stick baits, the orcas, not the real big one, but the one just below that. And it's definitely been getting bit. It was one of those days. It didn't matter. Well, you know, some people were getting bit, but we were throwing poppers and stick baits and everything. They weren't getting bit, but those orcas have definitely been getting bit pretty well. It sounds like the surface iron, which I wouldn't thought it would work as well as some of that other stuff, has been working well as well.
Our hot jig for us on Thursday was that Colt Sniper, the 80-gram, like not the biggest one, but the next one down. It equates to like a 3-ounce type size dart style jig, but that Colt Sniper, and we did, for you know, it was no question, we got one of the fish we got, we put it on the deck, and it was just coughing up, you know, this little teeny chovy and Spanish mackerel that's offshore. And I mean, that Colt Sniper, the one with the little brown, kind of brownish gold olive back and the chrome, I mean, it's identical. And now, in a spot of fish that are foaming when that jig hits the water and you turn the handle as fast as you can, I can't imagine color makes a difference, but you hold that next to the thing that they're puking up, and I mean, there's no denying it is identical to what those things are eating.
80 grams from on a Colt Sniper.
That was just for us, you know. Yeah. Not to say that's different it's one day working. Or the other, but it's heavy and it's compact, so you can throw it a long way. You can get it into a spot while they're up and splashing around. It's pretty darn good.
There you go, so, Johnny.
Do you throw that 80 gram on just a regular jig stick?
I fish it on my you know, I've been fishing on the exact same rod. That's my surface iron outfit. You know, darn near every bluefin I've caught this year has been on a 10-foot Shimano Terramar and a Trinidad 20 and 40-pound.
Okay. But that would be a perfect thing to throw on a spinning reel, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'd
wing that thing.
Launch
it
on a spinning reel.
For sure. So don't be afraid of that. Hey, good tip, Randy. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into the phones? This time we talk to Mike, calling us from El Cajon. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to pass on some info there. A couple weeks ago, I was in East County Bait and Tackle, and there was a gentleman, I didn't get his name, but he was one of the staff members there at work, and there was a young man in there with his dad, and I guess he was trying to pick out a rod and reel, and I know they must have spent at least 30 minutes with this young man there, taking the time to show him the difference between the rods and the reel and whatnot, and best how to use them, and which one he might start out with and which one he might move up with. And I don't think they noticed that I was noticing what they were doing to that young man. It's going to make him a great fisherman. And I just want to give them props for taking the time out that they gave that young man, because me as another customer, I did notice that, and it made me feel proud about, you know, here in San Diego, we take care of our anglers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Gene?
Yeah, thank you very much for the compliment, man. I believe I was there that day, and that's exactly what we try to do. We try to really hold these people's hands sometimes when they're, you know, they're just starting to figure it out, and we want to send them out with the right gear.
Indeed.
That's awesome.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
Cedros Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedros Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedros Tackle's own brand new three-bedroom, two-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by Ponga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
XERF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Announcing Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event. Now through June 17th, purchase an eligible select new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and get up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during the Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 17th. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
This offer ends June 17th, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts. resorts, so let's go fishing.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.